You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Coming at you like a perfect jazz whirlpool on this new hour of Neon Jazz Together is the band Whirlpool off their very latest 2015 release called Dancing on the Inside with the tune The Crew. This band, separated by a good chunk of U.S. geography, was brought together by that communal spirit very alive in jazz to create what is Caroline Davis with vocals and on the alto sax, Jeff Swanson doing the honors on guitar, Charles Rumbach on the drums, and last and certainly not least, special guest Ron Miles on the cornet. Coming from Chicago, New York, and Denver to make this jigsaw puzzle happen, the band is a collaborative effort that eliminates the boundaries between the composition and improvisation and a bassless setting, which is usually rare, but it seems to happen here and there in jazz. These musicians contribute their individual texture and unravel a fabric of sound that's both captivating and fresh. The three organically evolved into Whirlpool in 2012 after dipping and dabbling into one another's performances around town. And after an attractive impromptu performance at an intimate tribute concert for the late Paul Motian, things were set in motion for this act to take off. And from there, the band was etched and the music would ensue. In fact, this is what the great Ron Miles had to say about Whirlpool during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
Like I say, they're three of my favorite young musicians, and more than anything, I think that they're one of my favorite bands. They really, like I say, I just love their compositions and the way that they play together.
And around the same time, Caroline had this to say about Whirlpool.
I mean, I think we get along as a group very well, and like being around each other and coming back together to play the music is almost like rekindling old friendships in a way. And it's nice to involve someone so experienced as Ron Miles, because we're actually all still getting to know him. He's a very easy and laid back person to get to know. I mean, he's one of like the nicest people I've ever met.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that Prohibition skipped under Pendergast as Casey roared with the jazz, right into today's Sly James, Casey full of cold cocktails and good jazz brimming as it ever has, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you a good tall drink of jazz, baby. Let's keep a bit of that Whirlpool vibe spinning next on the show. Here's Denver-based trumpeter and cornetist Ron Miles with his trio in tow on the 2006 song Wildwood Flower.
Hi, this is Ron Miles, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was composer, lyricist, and pianist of the ragtime, jazz, and popular music, Ubi Blake, with his tune Fizz Water. I love that name.
It is kind of fizzy, isn't it?
It is.
By the way, folks, if you hear any, hear a young voice in the background, Joe's son Miles is here.
Yeah, he's having a good time back there.
He loves coming into the studio and being an announcer.
Yeah, he loves putting those chops out there.
Like Papa Joe here.
That's right. And he's named after the guy whose last name is Davis. So, Ubi was a longtime collaborator with Noble Sissel, who wrote the Broadway musical Shuffle Along, and it happened to be one of the very first Broadway musicals to be written and directed by African Americans. And as the only surviving child of eight, he would go on to etch a very deep legacy in jazz and the world of music with his very unique ways. Let's swivel this jazz caravan down Route 66 next on Neon Jazz. Here's Ray Anthony and the Big Swing Band with their take on the classic road tune.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
My way, that's that highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. You go to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. See Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Fausto, San Bernardino. If you get hip to this tip, travel my way on that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Thank you.
travel my way. That's that highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. You can go to St. Louis, Dublin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks mighty different. See Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. If you get hip to this timely trip, travel my way on that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
My name is Caroline Davis, and I'm a New York-based saxophonist and composer, and I think Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz is awesome. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
That was Grammy Award-winning New York-based jazz trumpeter Brian Lynch with the tune Cheryl off his 2004 CD titled Brian Lynch Meets Bill Charlap. He spent his career in some good company as a touring and recording member of the Phil Woods Quintet and Eddie Palmieri's Afro-Caribbean jazz group. Lately, he's worked with the Buena Vista Social Club alumnus Barbarito Torres, recorded with dance remixers Joe Clausel, Little Louis Vega, and the Latin alternative group Hero Yerba Buena. He has been busy, and that is a whole mouthful right there. With his take on Blue and Green, here's Hal Galper back in 1978, the disco days, off the CD, Speak with a Single Voice. And Hal did just that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Murray of the AM Trio, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz pianist and composer Herbie Nichols with the tune The Third World, featuring the great Art Blakey on the drums. So Herbie wrote the jazz standard Lady Sings the Blues, and ultimately remained obscure during his lifetime. But these days he is seen as the brilliant jazz cat that he always was. His path began in Manhattan to parents from St. Kitts and Trinidad, and during much of his life he was forced to take work as a Dixieland musician instead of playing the more adventurous kind of jazz he preferred because he had to pay the bills. But his legacy attests to this highly original level of composition and the music that he brought, which was a mixture of bop, Dixieland, and that Caribbean harmony that was so important to what he brought to the world. From the band Nostalgia 77, here's the tune Sleepwalker off the 2011 CD Sleepwalking Society. So wake up and dig this next, kids, on Neon Jazz.
You're not always born on the good foot. Can't always open the right door. You walk with your eyes closed. You're gonna hit the wall. Fall into a hole. When you're in that hole, open your eyes, sleepwalker, sleepwalker. Some are lucky, but you got no. They won't always be way back. Like a puppet on a string, he's just trying to do his thing. Make his own way. Live day to day.
Jazz with Joe DeMeo. It'll raise your hopes, it'll lift your spirits, and you won't be disappointed.
Thank you.
So which clown were you doing there? Penny Whistle from It?
There was a little Stephen King going on in that one, my friend.
I was going to say.
That was trumpeter and composer Ralph Alessi with the tune that probably won't leave the brains of us and you for a while, Clown Painting, off the 2011 CD Wiry Strong. And man, that is an appropriate name for a tune and a CD.
Clown Painting.
Clown Painting.
Well, let's face it, there's a darker side to clowns for a lot of people.
There is. Yep. I have seen people run in fear, and they just have balloons they're going to twist up, you know.
Yep. Especially when he says, go ahead, squeeze the wheeze once.
So Ralph was originally born in San Rafael, California. He is well known for being a member of bands led by saxophonist Steve Coleman. He has also gigged with many of the noted cats in the jazz world, like Uri Caine, Robbie Coltrane, Fred Hirsch, and Don Byron. These days, he is also the founder and director of the School for Improvisational Music, and he's on the faculty at New York University and the New England Conservatory. He's a busy cat. From the cool mind of Art Farmer, here he is with his quintet with the tune Confab, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hello, jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From one of the top-selling jazz composers and arrangers alive in the world these days, that was Chris Berg and their Metroplexity Big Band with the tune Forgotten Thoughts off his 2012 album This Time Last Year. From Chris, we go to the lore of saxophonist and flautist Henry Threadgill and his sextet in tow, and we will begin dialing down this episode of Neon Jazz with the tune The Devil's on the Loose, and I think the zap at the end of the show is going to snuff him out. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man who authored the Neon Jazz Zap and many stacks of good wax, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Well, let us know. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. I think we need to get out of here, huh?
Yeah, kind of on the fade out. Okay, as we say in the business, arrivederci.
Buonasera.
Buonasera, later, whatever.
Good night.
Good night, and good luck.
Yes.
Or to put it another way.
Good night.
Neon Jazz.